For the 35th time, a consumer watchdog group has released an annual report on toy safety. This edition of Trouble in Toyland, published by the U.S. Public Interest Research Group, notes that over the last 5 years, close to 250,000 children have been treated for toy-related injuries. The pandemic has added some new concerns, notes the report, because of more online shopping and children spending more time at home with less supervision from parents who are working from home. The report flags recalled toys, choking hazards, and dangerously noisy toys. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Deirdre Cummings, Consumer Program Director with MassPerc.
Nobody should be selling any recalled toys. Those are toys that in the past that have been recalled due to some safety problem. And we found a number of incidences. If you go onto eBay, you can have, you know, full website pages full of toys that were recalled last year or toys that were recalled even the year before. So you want to make sure. You can go to cpscsaferproducts.gov and check to see if there are recalled toys there. But some of those were pretty dangerous. You know, a kid's supermarket basket, for example, that broke pretty easily and had a laceration hazard as a result. The next category of toys we saw were noisy toys, and these are toys that, you know, the fire truck, certain games that have a high decibel. So anything over 100 decibels really could put hearing at risk. So though we found some of those on the shelf and we've highlighted that, and that's something people should look out for. So not only can they be annoying, but they could be harmful to children's ears. Third, and this is something that's on our report every year, these are choking hazards. These are small parts, particularly dangerous for children under three. And we really highlighted that this year because, you know, there oftentimes kids will play with their siblings' toys. Now, we know a lot of people are working from home. A lot of kids are at home taking their classes or participating at school at home. Maybe they're at home a lot more because of COVID. And there's a lot more other distractions. And so we really wanted to remind people that small parts and toys can pose a choking hazard for children. And you want to look for the age marking on toys to make sure that those are safe. And the one thing we found this year that we hadn't before was if you do a Google search, let's say, and look for toys for a two-year-old boy, for example, we found the toys that would come up were actually toys that you couldn't tell on the website, but if you actually got the box, it was not appropriate for somebody under the age of three. So it's really important to actually go to the manufacturer information and label and to make sure that that toy is appropriate. One toy that remains on our list, it's particularly problematic, which are these really high-powered magnets. And these magnets are really designed for older people, sort of as a distress tool or something like that. But these magnets are so powerful. We did a press conference last year, and some physicians were talking about children would arrive in the emergency room having swallowed these. And swallowing one is a problem, but the real problem is when you swallow more than one, and the magnets will attach in your intestines or somewhere as you swallow them and really create a problem, and physicians have to go in surgically to remove that.
What should parents and caregivers do to assure that they're not buying something that's unsafe?
The good news overall is that we have a lot of good, safe toys on the shelves. So what parents, caregivers, and others, grandparents can do in looking for toys and purchasing toys, one, you could go to our website and look at our Trouble in Toyland report, and we go through the tips on what to look out for. Second is you want to look out for toys that may have very small parts. So if you have a child under three, you're really trying to avoid those small parts. And then you can check out the CPSC website called saferproducts.gov, and they will list all the toys that have been recalled.
Do the sellers have any obligation to pull some of this stuff off of the shelves? You said that. Things keep showing up year after year. The magnets you mentioned were on your report last year. So how come they're still out there for sale?
If a toy actually violates the Child Safety Protection Act, so for example, we found one toy that's a flocked toy, it's a very small, they're called calico critters. And these are little small toys designed for kids under the age of three. But the company sort of marked a warning label on it, thinking that that would absolve them from the problem. So the CPSC will have to look at that toy that we think violates the Consumer Safety Protection Act, or the Child Safety Protection Act, I'm sorry. The CPSC will look at it and say, okay, does this violate the act? And if so, yes, retailers will have to pull them off the shelf. They should not. No retailer should be selling a recalled toy. That's absolutely problematic, and those have been referred to the CPSC, and so we're hoping that we can pull down those websites. But the third thing, things like the magnet, these do not at this point violate any law. So we are just posing and putting out the fact that these actually do cause and pose a particular problem for children. So if you have those magnets, and generally you get them for older people or children or even adults, but to be aware, if you have a child in the room and they're playing with those, that's going to pose a hazard.
People are probably going to be doing more shopping online this year for a number of factors. Of course, the COVID having to do having a lot to do with that. Is it more difficult to spot dangerous toys online than in a store? Do you have less confidence, perhaps, shopping online than going to a brick and mortar store?
Yeah, well, we did find the particular problem with the search engine. So, for example, the story I said a minute ago about someone putting onto an Amazon website, you know, I'm looking for a toy for a two-year-old. That Amazon website pulled up inaccurate and I think unsafe information, where that page on the website said it was perfectly safe for a two-year-old, whereas if you had walked into a brick-and-mortar and you saw the box on the shelf, you would have seen the label on the box that said small parts, not appropriate for to ages 3 and under.
Where should people go for more information on how they can safely shop?
Sure. We put together some great tools for caregivers, and that's on our website at www.masspirg.org. And the CPSC has a good website called saferproducts.gov.